So the mission of Calvary Church, as you know, is to be and to make authentic disciples of Jesus Christ. Why is this our mission? This is our mission, disciple making, because it's a priority of Christ Jesus. This is what he told us to do in the Great Commission. Pastor Cashwell talked about that this morning. The Great Commission, Matthew 28, says this, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit." It doesn't end there. "Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I'm with you even to the end of the age." This is a mandate that Jesus issued some 2,000 years ago, and it's going to be in effect until the end of the age, until Christ is through building his church. So our mission here at Calvary is to be faithful in that calling, to be and make authentic disciples of Jesus Christ. The question I have for you is this: what is an authentic disciple? To say there's authentic disciples implies there's false disciples, and that's certainly true. In John's gospel, for example, there were people who were called disciples of Christ, and yet when they heard some of the hard teachings of Jesus, they said no. They turned back and no longer walked with the Lord. Judas was a false disciple. And there are many who profess to be disciples of Jesus Christ, but they are not. So I want to give you two, and there are many, two characteristics of an authentic disciple of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to go to John's gospel. If you want to turn in your Bibles, this is John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. John chapter 8, I'm just going to read a couple of verses. These are characteristics of authentic disciples of Jesus Christ. "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, 'If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" So a mark of a true disciple is that he abides in the commandments of the Lord. That is, he follows the instructions of his teacher. Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And the question I have for you is, how do we know his commandments? How do we know these commandments? We have to be taught. The gospel, now think about it, it brings us to life. It's the power of God unto salvation. But conversion is just the beginning. We praise the Lord for our conversion. But once our eyes have opened to this new life, we're born again, the old things are gone, the new has come. Now we have to learn how to navigate through this world that's not our home. We have to learn. We have to be taught. We have to be discipled. And so all throughout Scripture, there's this great emphasis, this constant emphasis on teaching people the Word of God and teaching people to obey the Word of God. Joshua 1:8, "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night so that you be careful to do all that's written in it." David says, "Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth." And now we fast forward to the Great Commission. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe some of what I commanded." All of what I've commanded. So this is why at Calvary we put such a great emphasis on preaching and teaching the Word of God, teaching people how to obey the Word of God, how to apply the Word of God. And this is why we have the ALGs and children's ministries and student ministries, and these play such an important role in teaching us how to live, how to be obedient to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So unlike false disciples who hear these words of Jesus and turn away, a true disciple, like Peter, says, "Where am I going to go? You've got the words of life. You have these eternal words. Where am I going to go to? My sheep," Jesus says, "hear my voice, and they follow me." And that's what we do. So an authentic disciple of Jesus Christ says, "Teach me, O Lord, And I, by the Lord's grace, am going to follow you. So we put a great emphasis, as you know, at Calvary Church on the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. So an authentic disciple has not only been made alive through the power of the gospel, but he has this desire, this holy desire, to follow his master's teaching and to abide in his word. We don't want to hear those words, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord," and not do what I tell you to do. No, an authentic disciple abides in his word. And here's the second point. An authentic disciple, a true disciple, bears fruit. We're not just hearers of the word, we are doers of the word. Go to John chapter 15, verses 5 through 8. Jesus is the vine, we're the branches, that is the context. But let me read verses 5 through 8. A true disciple abides in the word, and a true disciple bears fruit. Jesus says, "I'm the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and he withers. And the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." And here it is. "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples." Now, Jesus doesn't tell us what this fruit is, but certainly we're to display the fruit of the Spirit. We're to have the character of Christ through the power of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. But disciples of Jesus Christ also have work to do. Paul says that we're created in Christ Jesus for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So God, in fact, has given us, the church, shepherds, pastors, and teachers to equip the saints to do the work of ministry. So we are called to get busy, to do the work of ministry, and to bear fruit in every good work. Now, what's this work we're supposed to be doing? Well, certainly what we've been talking about today is part of that work, the Great Commission. Go and make disciples and teach them to observe all that I've commanded you. Disciples of Jesus Christ, make other disciples. This is the Great Commission. What you and I learn through the preaching and teaching, we have to put into practice by making other disciples. And this brings glory to the Father. And this is how we prove, Jesus says, that we are disciples of Christ, that we go and we bear much fruit. Question I have for you is, are you bearing fruit? Can you look at your life and say, here's my fruit. This is what I'm doing through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is what I'm doing. I'm making disciples. I'm pouring out into other people for the cause of Christ, that they may know Christ, that they may grow in Christ. Are you bearing fruit? What's at risk if we don't do that? If we don't make disciples of Jesus Christ? The answer is everything's at risk. The church is at risk. The truth is at risk. Everything. This is from Charles Spurgeon. He says, "Nothing in the world is dearer to God's heart than his church. Therefore, being his, let us also belong to it, that by our prayers, our gifts, and our labors, we may support and strengthen it. If those who are Christ refrained, even for a generation, from numbering themselves with his people, there would be no visible church, no ordinances, and no preaching of the gospel." How important is it that you and I make disciples of all the nations? Absolutely important. There's nothing more important than that. This is what the Lord has told us to do. Go and make disciples. It is a high calling. And Jesus tells us, and we've heard it from the missionaries, look and see that the fields are white unto harvest. Do you see that? I will tell you that the fields are white unto harvest right here at Calvary Church, right here on this campus. Champ Sports, we have thousands of families, thousands of people coming out there every season, fall, spring, winter. Hundreds of families who come and don't know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We've got the Good News Clubs. We need teachers in the student ministry. We need teachers in the children's ministry. We need ALG teachers. And all these ministries, the purpose of these ministries is to make disciples of Christ, to share the gospel, and to teach them to walk with the Lord. And so I ask you again, are you doing any of this? There's great opportunities right here. As Jim said this morning, people from all over the world are coming to Charlotte, North Carolina, and they need this gospel, this transforming gospel, and they need to be taught how to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We all, Jim said it, are teachers. Teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Every single one of us should be pouring into another, discipling. So authentic disciples abide in the word, they bear fruit, and they make other disciples. And so my prayer for Calvary Church is that every single person here is not only learning and growing in the Lord, but also putting their faith in action. Faith in action, making discipleship an absolute priority. It's a priority for the Lord, therefore it's a priority for you and for me. And I'm going to finish with this. I've often wondered what it would be like when a faithful servant sees the Lord face to face. When he passes from here to eternity, what would it be like? And I think it would be like what John experienced in the book of Revelation. That when he opens his eyes in heaven, he sees this radiant Jesus with these eyes as a flame of fire and his feet like burnished bronze. And when Jesus speaks, it's like a rush of many waters. And John falls down at Jesus' feet as though dead. I think that's what it would be like when a faithful servant opens his eyes in heaven. But like the Apostle John, that right hand of Jesus, that hand of power which holds those seven lampstands and seven stars in his hands, touches John and says, "Fear not, fear not." I think that's what will happen, he said. And this is what I hope happens for you and for me. Fear not. Well done. Come and inherit the kingdom prepared from before the foundation of the world. So how would that happen? To hear those words, well done. We make disciples. That's what we're called to do. We don't want to hear those words, "Depart from me, I never knew you." We want to hear, "Well done, fear not. Enter the kingdom prepared from before the foundation of the world." And look at all the treasures. Look at these souls that you had impacted through the power of the gospel. And I do believe that we'll hear those words if we're faithful in what he's called us to do, and that's make disciples. So make discipleship your priority. It's a priority of Calvary Church. It's a priority of our Lord. May we be faithful in doing that. Let me pray. Father, we do thank you for the call that you put on our lives, this high calling to make disciples of all the nations. We don't take it lightly. And as we heard this morning, this call is for every single one of us, no matter where we are in our stage in life. As long as we know our Lord unto salvation, we need to go and tell somebody and teach them the ways of the Lord. Father, may we all be growing in grace and knowledge, and give us this holy boldness to go out and proclaim the good news, even to our own Jerusalem and far beyond. Be with us and bless Calvary Church, we ask in Christ's name. Amen.